Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Des. And in Daf, the Gemara brings the point that a Kohen Gadol, he can be makriv oinin. But a Kohen Gadol cannot eat or cannot be choyvel korbanos as an oinin. We have to understand what's the difference. Why we say that a Kohen Gadol can be makriv oinin, can do the avoid as an oinin, but he doesn't eat as an oinin. And in Mudbeis, the Gemara says that any oinin, not koyanim, regular Yisrael, cannot be mishaleach korbanosov. He cannot send his korbanos when he's anointed. Why? Shlomim kashu shalem velo kashu oinin. Now this seems to be another nekuda. But Rashi in Moed Katan puts these two things together. Because the Gemara in Moed Katan, if you down the Mudbeis, says that Kohen Gadol, the entire year, is a regal for him. It's as if he's in the regal. Says Rashi, how do we know the Kohen Gadol is a regal? Because he can be makriv oinin. And a regular Yisrael cannot send his korbanos as an oinin, but he could send the korbanos in the regal. So when we said that someone cannot send korbanos as an oinin, that's only during the year. During the regal, he could do it. A Kohen Gadol could do avoid as an oinin because for him it's like a regal, meaning he's treated as a shalem the way a regular person Amiso is treated in the regal. So Reb Chaim Brisker already points out over there in Moed Katan. He says, why does Rashi have to get to that? Why Rashi can't say simple? Regular Kohen cannot do avoid as an oinin. A Kohen Gadol could do avoid as an oinin. Then you see from here that Kohen Gadol, for him, it's a regal. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, you see from here what? That the fact that Kohen cannot do avoid as an oinin is not because sholem, not sholem, regal, not regal. That is because it's a psul in kachim. By kachim, you have different halachas that apply to kachim. A tome cannot be doing an avoido. A ba'amun can't do an avoido. An oinin can't do an avoido. It's a psul in the kachim. It's nothing to do with the status of the adam. The fact that the Gemara tells me that Kohen Gadol has a din of a regal, that by a Kohen Gadol, the fact he can do avoido is because for him you treat it like a regal, that means it's coming from a different din. The din that a regular Yisrael cannot send his korbanos. That's not a din kachim. It's a din that an oinin can't send korbanos. Because we're talking here about the Yisrael, not about the Kohen. The Yisrael is not doing the actual avoido. So the din in the oinin dik, that someone who is an oinin cannot participate in the avoido. So the fact that the Gemara tells me that for a Kohen Gadol, the whole year is like a regal, that means we're not talking about the din kachim. Talking about the din oinin, not on the chefts of the kachim that has a problem. Talk about the person. Say, for him, he is a different status. So that's not compared to a regular Kohen, it's compared to Yisrael. That it's a din midin the oinin sheboy, not midin the kachim sheboy. And the oimik of Rabbi Chaim is pointing out is written in the Shem Yishmuel in two places. The Emor Tafresh Ein Beit explains. He brings a medrash that there was a tzad that if a person is doing a chait and he has a lev nishbar, he's sad on the fact that he did something wrong. So maybe you can't accept his korban. Because maybe he's compared to a baal mum and a behemah. What's the shaykhis between someone who's brokenhearted to the fact that a behemah has a mum? So says the Shem Yishmuel, what's the pshat that oinin einu mishlach korban oisof? Because the way you do avoidas Hashem, the only way to be oidas Hashem is he brings the lotion of the Zohar is b'nihiru de'anpim. Because it says, ivdu es Hashem b'simcho, boru lefonov b'rnono. The only way to be oidas Hashem is to be b'simcho, to be with happiness. So says Hashem Yishmuel, that pshat in the Medrash. You think if someone is doing, he did something wrong, he has a lev nishbar, so he's not able to do the avoida because he's missing in the way of doing avoida. Avoida Hashem cannot be done without simcha. So maybe if someone is sad and is avarious, he's considered to be that he's not worthy of avoida. And a similar nekuda Shem Yishmuel brings the Parashat Kisiso Tafresh Ein, which was within the shiva of his father, the Avnei Nezer. So he brings, it says, that Aaron HaKoyen, he was very sad when his children died. But Kivanshin Yisyached Alav Adibur Sameach. Once the Kishmoch spoke to him, he was happy. So he explained, someone is an avelus, is somebody who has a chisorn in the nefesh. Because this, the fulfillment of a person is when he's besimcha. If he has an avelus, that means something's missing. That's why the Torah gave dine avelus, a dine of a oinen. So a person will have a time to misakin himself. You don't do avelus for the mace. But a person himself, he needs to fix himself. He needs to be roy again to avoid this Hashem. So he needs to have a period of avails. Because if he won't have that period, that chalokin that are missing in his nefesh, the chalokin of taharu, of gdusho, will be replaced with tumo, will be replaced with things that are bad. Aaron HaKohen was in a Madrego, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Miyachad HaDibur HaHilov. So you mainly, these, the Chisroinus that you have as an Avelus were disappeared by him. That's why he was right away Sameach. He got the Shleimus HaNefesh. And it goes to explain that that's the reason they were very Mekel, right? We always go in Avelus Lekulo. Because the whole idea of Avelus is the person has to be mashlemit. The lower we're going in the generations, the less the Avelus is affecting the chisroinus that we have in our nefesh. And he goes on to say, it's a musar, the person should always be besimcha in general, because atzus takes away from koichas nefesh. So we learn from all this, when a person is an oinin, the reason why he can't be mashlemcha ben oisof is because he doesn't have shleimus nefesh. If du is Hashem besimcha, the reason that Kohen Gadol is able to do an avodah when he's oinen, because the Kohen Gadol, when he's in that level of avodah Hashem, so he's not missing anything. That's the darak of Kohen Gadol. The Gemara tells him, Moikoton, the Kohen Gadol, kol hashana karega, which means the kol hashana, he's shalem. He's never missing anything in Shasa avodah. The Kohen Gadol, when he's doing the avodah, he's in such a high level that he's always complete, he's always full. Nothing is missing in the Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have the chisaron of the oivit. Because Reb Chaim Brisker pointed out, the din of the Kohen Gadol doing the avodah is connected to the fact that the oivit is enim shaleach korban oisov, which means doing the regular person can send korbanos because he's considered to be complete. He's considered to be besimcha. Kohen Gadol, the whole year is in that level. Mainly, we can explain that's the reason only for the avoido Kohen Gadol is considered to be shalom. That's when he has that level that everything for him is like a regal. But regarding the achilo, when he goes to eat and he's not anymore doing the avoido l'shem hamisro, then he doesn't have a din of a regal. Then he goes back to regal din oinin, which has something missing by him. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.